Petco Park Vaccination Superstation was the first COVID-19 mass vaccination site to be set up in the state. It opened on January 11th at the home of baseball's San Diego Padres. State health officials said the station vaccinates roughly 5,000 people a day and has vaccinated over 100,000 people since it opened. That's roughly a third of San Diego's total vaccinations. It's a partnership between the County of San Diego, the City of San Diego, UC San Diego Health, and the San Diego Padres. Newsom said that he wanted to commend San Diego for leading the way on mass vaccinations.
Let me focus now on why I came here to San Diego, and that was to acknowledge leadership, demonstrable leadership, leadership that now is truly leading the state of California. San Diego, the first county, first city, to put a site together like this. Success leaves clues. You inspired others all throughout the state of California.
Newsom said that current coronavirus numbers show that the state is moving in the right direction, but lots more work needs to be done.
Today, we have just over 10,000 new cases. Now, I want to put that in perspective. 1 month ago, on January 8th, we had over 50,000 cases, 10,000 cases today. 1 month ago today, on January 8th, we had a 14% positivity rate. Today, 5.0. 34% reduction over a two-week period in the number of people hospitalized and 25% reduction of the number of people in ICUs. So everything that should be up is up. Everything that should be down is down. That is encouraging news indeed.
The governor said the latest vaccination rate numbers show that a lot of progress can be made in a short amount of time.
We are not naive about our responsibility here in the state of California to move these vaccines out of the freezers and into people's arms. So far in the state of California, 4.65 million people have been administered a dose of the vaccine. We want to get these numbers up, but I should just make this point. Yesterday, we reported 197,000 vaccines administered. That's double where we were just a few weeks ago, triple where we were a month or so ago. So we're making progress. We're improving the rate of administration day in and day out.
Newsom acknowledged that there has been mixed messaging about who is eligible to receive the vaccines and said that his office has been working with the state legislature on clarifying rules regarding vaccine prioritization. But he said different communities have different capacities and different needs.
In each and every county, they have different capacity issues, different demographics, different issues in terms of the availability of the vaccine and the number of people that they have prioritized within those tiers. But the state, as a statewide framework, has provided guidelines so that we can address that and allow for local decisions to be made.
Newsom said the state is limited by the amount of vaccine supply it's getting from the federal government. He said transparency and stability in the supply chain have both improved under the Biden administration. But he said that the roughly 1 million doses a week currently allocated to California do not adequately meet the state's needs.
We need to see that ramped up. We're going to need to see more doses coming in to the state of California in order to keep these max sites operational and to keep things moving.
The governor also touched briefly on reopening schools. He said that getting kids back to classrooms is a high priority for his administration. While he had nothing official to announce, he said that a deal with the state legislature was close to completion and would likely include increased vaccine prioritization for teachers and educators. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.